Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings, thanking you for allowing us to see a brand new day that you have made, a day that was not promised, but a day that was given to us because your gratefulness and your greatness and your mercy, it endured for all generations. Thank you, God, for blessing us to see a brand new day. We can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made because, God, we didn't do anything to make this day occur. But each and every day that we are allowed to see is another day that you have made and another day that you have spared our lives and another day that we have an opportunity to fulfill the purpose and the plan for our lives. Every new day that you allow us to see means that you are not through with us yet, that you have more for us to do. And so, God, this day, help us to take advantage of your grace and your mercy and your favor that you have bestowed upon us this day, a day of promise, a day of victory, a day of overcoming, a day of greatness, a day to spend with you, a day to magnify you, a day to glorify you and lift you up, a day to abide with you, God. Hallelujah. A day, God, to fellowship with you, another day to be restored, another day to be renewed. Another day to be strengthened. Another day, God. It's another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes. We say yes to your will even now. We say yes to your way. We say yes, Lord. We submit to you. And we say yes, Lord, have your way. Have your way in us even now, God. Shape us and mold us to prepare us for this day, a day, God, that you have set great things ahead of us, great things in store for us, great thoughts that you think towards us, great things, God, that you have ready, prepared for your people. Shape us and mold us, God, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be in your image. Lord, we need to be prepared, God, for you, God, and you don't allow anything to come our way without preparing us and equipping us for the day. Equip us even now, God. Oh, God, give us everything we need, God, to be successful, to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for us today. Oh, God, if we're not walking right, Lord, help us to walk right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, if our talk is not right, if our thoughts are not right, oh, God, get our thoughts right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just, for us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called, for us to walk by faith and not by sight. God, in the name of Jesus, if God's our words are not proper, help us to speak those things that are not as though they were, God. If they are not right, God, help us to speak life and not death, even now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bridle our tongues, oh, God, that we won't allow the world or allow evil to be spewed from our tongues, God. You told us how can good water and not and bitter water flow out of the same fountain, Lord. That's so. It's either going to be good or it's going to be bitter. Lord, help us to spread life with our tongues, even now in the name of Jesus, to be able to speak life and not death, Lord. Speak hope and not despair. Speak faith and not doubt, God. Give us the ability. Give us and equip us, God, with everything that we need to be successful this day. Because there are traps and snares and obstacles, storms that the devil has prepared for us. He has things to stop us from reaching our goals. He sets things up to stop us from fulfilling our promise. Oh, God, our purpose, your plans that you have for us. He set up traps in destructive things to help us or to cause us to abort. Oh, God, our future, not make it to where you have destined for us to make it to. And he does that because he is a defeated foe. He's doing that because his death, oh, his ending is already guaranteed. Your word declares that he will end up in the lake of fire, in hell, in death, and that he has no other recourse but to end up there. And God, we have a choice. We have a choice. Thank you, Lord, to either choose you to spend eternity in heaven or to choose the devil and spend eternity in hell and in the lake of fire. And God, help us to make the right decisions today to choose you. Every day, we have an opportunity to choose what is right and what's wrong, whether we're on our jobs, whether we're in our homes, whether we're driving down the street, or whether we got in the supermarket. We have a choice, God, to choose to do what's right, or a choice to choose what is wrong. Help us to make the right choices today. I don't want to waste any time, for time is running short, God. Our time here is running short. We don't have much time here. And, God, we don't have any time to waste any more time. for you are soon to return. You are soon to come, and we can see that by the things that are going on in this world. Lord, there is so much wickedness in the land. It is quite unbelievable. But each day that we see more and more wickedness is another day to be reminded that you are soon to come, that you are soon to return. Lord, there's been so much tragedy. The ambassador being assassinated in Turkey, the people being killed by the runaway, by the driver of the truck. I believe in Germany, God, in Berlin. Oh, God, just so much craziness, so much chaos, so much bitterness, so much death is reigning in the land. Lord, you need your people to stand firm, and you need your people to stand strong, and you need your people to stand and let their light shine, because the world needs hope today. We have a new president, God, our new president-elect. Lord, that it's just not godly in anything that he does, in anything that he says, anything that he does, Lord. And, Lord, we need you, Lord, today. We need you. We need you today. We can't make it without you, Lord. We need you, Lord, today. Oh, God, we're crying out to you even now, Lord, that we need you, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, humble ourselves right now, Lord. Help us to humble ourselves before you right now in the name of Jesus, to submit to your will, God, to submit to your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to begin to pray, God, without ceasing, Lord, with so much going on, Lord. It's time for us to pray with all of the chaos in the land, Lord. It's time for us to pray with all the sickness and disease, oh God, in the land, Lord. It's time for us to pray because our nation needs healing. Our land needs healing. This world needs healing, Lord. And you placed us here to be your vessels to do that work. You placed us here, God, to be a light. You placed us here to share the good news of Jesus Christ. You allowed us to be here, God, to be your representatives of holiness, of godliness, of hope, of joy, of peace. God, we are your vessels. And so help us to be the vessels that you need for us to be today, to spread love and not spread despair. Help us to encourage one another. Help us to hold on. Help us, God, to remember your promises and remember your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways. Your word is what we need in our hearts, Lord, that will prevent us, that will stop us, that will cause us not to sin against thee. Because your word will remind us that that is not right in your eyes. And as long as we have a desire to do what's right in your eyes, Lord, we would heed to your word. Your word, God, is what will help us to last. Your word will help encourage us to tell us to hold on, that we don't have to be weary in well-doing. That in due season our reaping will come, and that there will come a time and come a place that God, you will call, that you will come to meet us, that you will come and return to get us, that this is not our home. Your word tells us that this is not our home, that we're just temporarily here, that we are vagabonds drifting in a land that's not ours. Oh, God, because you have gone to prepare a place for me. You have gone to prepare a place for your people. And, God, you said if it was not so, you wouldn't have told us, because you are a God of your word. You're not like man that you should lie. Oh, God, so help us to hold on to your word today. When loved ones pass away, help us to hold on to your word this day. In the name of Jesus, when things don't go right on our jobs, help us to hold on to you, God, because your word is going to help bring us through. God, when our finances are not in order, Lord, and it seems like our money is strange, God, help us to hold on to your word, because your word promises that you shall supply all of our needs, that you have cattle upon thousands of hills, and God, that there's nothing that you will withhold from your people. There's no good thing that you will withhold from your people. We belong to you. And since we belong to you, God, you won't allow us to fail, because your name would be on the line, God. If we fail, Lord, today, if we gave up, God, if we didn't accomplish the task, God, your name is on the line, God. If we couldn't make it to the finish line, if we couldn't make it to the point of
the destiny that you have for us, Lord. Your name would be on the line. So you have a vested interest in us to be successful. You have a vested interest in us overcoming. You have a vested interest in us making it to the end, God. Oh, God, with our heads held high and not with our heads hung low. We belong to you, God. And since we belong to you, you won't let your people fail. In spite of sin abiding in Israel, Lord, you would not allow your people to completely fail. Though they may have hit rock bottom, Lord, you gave them an opportunity to call upon you. And when they called upon you, you answered them and showed up in a great and mighty way. Oh, God, help us to call upon you today. And no matter what state we might find ourselves in, help us to call upon you today. Oh, God, you are a rock in a weary land, God. You are a shelter in the time of sore. You are a present help in the time of trouble. And all we have to do is call upon you, and you will show up in a great and mighty way. Help us to cry aloud to you even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cry aloud for our spouses, Lord, today. Cry aloud, God, for our children today. Cry aloud for our coworkers on our jobs today. Cry aloud for the nation, Lord, today. Help us to cry aloud so that you will come in and show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. Help us today to cry aloud, oh, God, for our finances, Lord. Help us to cry aloud, God, for our communities, Lord. Help us to cry aloud for those strangers that we don't know. Help us to cry aloud for those in our ministries, God. Help us to cry aloud for our leaders, Lord, today. Help us to cry aloud to declare your name, to declare our hope, God, today, in the lives of your people everywhere. We need to call upon you because you won't fail us. Hallelujah. You won't fail. You'll never fail, God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but you will never fail. And your word will never fail as well. Thank you for being a promise keeper. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a promise keeper. God, our hope is built in nothing less, but it's built in the promise of Jesus, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he rose again on the third day with all power in his hands, that he is a part of the triumph of God, the Godhead in one. He is a part of that magical, that majesty group, Lord, and we thank you for those promises, that you are God our Father, that he is God our Savior, and that the Holy Spirit is God, our keeper. You are God, and that's who we're building our hope in today. Thank you, God, that you're not a magical show. Thank you that you're not just a figment of our imaginations. Thank you, God, that you are real. You are real today. You are real in my soul, and the world needs to know that you are real. And because we belong to you, we have hope for today. Because we belong to you, we can lift our heads up and walk around in boldness because we can't be defeated. We can't be stopped. We can be hindered because Jesus told us in this life, you shall have tribulations, but we don't have to worry about going. I mean, we don't have to worry about the tribulations. We can be of good cheer. Well, we already have the victory. We already overcome the world. We already are the head and not the tail. We are already above and not beneath. We're already healed by the wounds in his side. God, we already have the guarantees in place, and all we have to do is march forward, move forward, press forward to reach the victory, to reach the outcome, to reach the goal that you already have set for us. It's just waiting for us. Our destiny is just waiting for us to get there. Our relief is just waiting for us to get there. Our hope, God, is just waiting for us to get there. Oh, God, our breakthrough, hallelujah, is just waiting for us to get there. Oh, God, strengthen us even now, God. Encourage us even now, Lord. Pour out your spirit in us even now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to not give up hope, but to continue to press towards you. For there is a higher calling. There is a greater anointing. There is victory in store for your people today. I pray for my brother Samuel Metcalf and his entire family as they are mourning the loss of his mom. We pray that you would bless that family even now. that you would strengthen them and that you encourage them, that you would keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. We can pray for others, God, because we have casted all our cares upon you. We've submitted ourselves to you, God, that you have already, that you are already in control of our days. And that since you're in control of our day, God, and we place our ways and our thoughts and our actions into your hands. Lord, we intercede on behalf of those that are struggling, those that are in need of your help, those that are in need of reassurance, those that are in need of strength, oh God, of your spirit, God, today. So pour out your spirit upon that family as they mourn the loss of their loved one. God, we know, according to your word, that absence from the body is to be present with you, and she don't have to suffer. She don't have to worry anymore. She don't have to fret, but now she can rejoice in you, rejoice in her rest. So encourage them and remind them of what your word has said, that this is not goodbye, but this was an I'll see you later, because we have an opportunity to be caught up in the air to meet with Jesus in the sky. And so, God, encourage them, Lord, today. Strengthen them, Lord, today. Reaffirm them and reassure them, God, that everything is going to be all right, that you know what's best. And we all need to know and be reminded that you know what's best. You don't allow us to go into any situation without being able to bring us through. For your word declares that he that has begun a good work in you is able to perform it. God, there's nothing that you're not able to finish. There is no fight that is begun, Lord, that you're not able to come out in victory. And God, when you and you always come out victorious in a great and mighty way. It's just not simple, God, but you do things that are exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. It's just exceeding abundantly. And so, God, help them today to understand that you know what's best and that we can put our faith and our hope in you, because you're going to make sure that we come out victorious. Again, because your name is on the line. Your promises are on the line, and you'll never fail. You'll never fall short of your glory. So I pray that you'll again encourage them, strengthen them, strengthen that ministry. Greater New Life, Lord, bless them and give them everything they need to uplift their leader, to encourage their leader, encourage them to pray for their leader, Lord, today. We as leaders need the women and men of God to pray, to call out our names, God, on a daily basis, Lord, that you would strengthen us. We are under so many attacks, Lord, so many hindrances, so many things that are trying to stop us and destroy the head so that the body won't be able to continue forward. But, Lord, give them the ability to speak light into us, speak hope into us, to pray for us, even now. And so I pray for his membership, pray for his brothers. God, give us to encourage him. Pastor Shenoden and Pastor Jones and others that have befriended him, God, help us to encourage him, to continue to breathe life into him, to continue to pray for him that you would keep him even now in this time of mourning. Father, I pray for my leader, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray that you bless him today in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would continue to strengthen him, that you would continue to keep him, that you would continue to make him the rock that you have made him to be able to stand, God, even in these perilous times, to continue to be an example of a holy man, to be an example of a righteous man. Oh, God, give him long life, Lord. Extend his days even now, Lord. Thank you for granting him the desires of his heart as he was reelected to the general board. Now, God, we pray that you help him to fulfill these 4 years, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him clarity of mind. God, peace, health, good health in his body, God. Peace, oh God, in his mind and wisdom to make the right decisions, God, that you need to be made for this national church and as well for this state of Virginia. Lord, help him, Lord, today. oh God, and give him the vision, oh God, to lead us to where you would have for us to go, oh God, and help us to submit, God, to leadership and to pray for him and to undergird him and keep him uplifted in prayer. Give us to pray for Mother Towns as well, that you would strengthen her and keep her, God, that you would give her long life and that you would continue to bless her with great ideas, oh God, to be a blessing to this jurisdiction, God, and a blessing to her ministry, God, under Pastor Gray. We pray that you would bless them and keep them, God, and continue to pour out your spirit upon them, that they may be strong, that they may be able to stand, and that they may continue to press toward you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Thomas, that you will bless her. I pray for their ministries, New Community, Temple, and St. Stephen's, and then Mount Lebanon for Mother Talent. I pray for those ministries that house our leadership, that you would continue to give them and equip them with everything they need to undergird our leaders, to be a blessing to our leaders. And God, that we won't just stand on the side, but that we would invest in them, that we would invest our time, our talents, and our gifts in them as well, to uphold them, to encourage them, to build them up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for my leaders. I pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. I pray for the general board, God, every single general board member, including my prelate, my bishop, my leader. I pray that you bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless them with wisdom. Bless them and give them strength even now, God. Bind the spirit of chaos and bind the spirit of foolishness, God. Bind the spirit, oh God, of haughtiness and pride, oh God, that causes confusion, that causes disarray, that causes division, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and unify them, God. Let unity reign among them, God, that you may continue to do your great work in this denomination throughout the world. I pray for the new members, Lord, Bishop Daryl Hines and Bishop Matthew Williams, God, that they may come in and be with one accord and with one mind, God, not to think more highly of themselves than they ought to think, but to think soberly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they may come aboard, oh God, and do great things and add, oh God, resources, oh God, that our presiding bishop may continue to do the great work, oh God, that he has, that you have in store for him. Lord, I pray, Lord, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would anoint them, God, like never before. I also pray, God, for Bishop White, Lord, that you would heal his body. Lord, he may have been emeritized, but God, he's still a member of that board. So I pray this day that you would touch Bishop Frank Oter White right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet and heal his body. Dry up that cancer right now, Lord, and perform the miracle signs and the wonders that you have promised that will be performed in the midst of your people, oh God, because we submit to you. We believe you, God, Lord, today, and we set an atmosphere for miracles to be performed in our lives. I join hands with those in New York East and First, God, my brothers and sisters in the gospel. I join hands with them right now, and I intercede on behalf of Bishop White that you will perform the miracle, that you will restore his body, God, restore his health right now in the name of Jesus, and that you would bless him with another miracle in his life to give him long life, oh God, that he may continue to be with us and continue to lead your people. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District this day. Before I get to those pastors, I pray for Superintendent Ronnie Edmonds. Miracle, God, perform the miracle in his life. Superintendent James Obie, Lord, perform the miracle of healing in his life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, strengthen our superintendents, that you would bless them and keep them, encourage them, oh God, that they may continue to lead the constituents that you place them over. Touch their bodies, touch their minds, bless their ministries, God. Bethlehem and White City Chapel, God, bless them, oh God, their memberships, God. Continue to help them to pray, to keep their leaders uplifted, Lord. This is a time for us to pray. We can't give up hope. We cannot faint, Lord. There is no time to faint. There's no time not to be about our Father's business. But every single day we have to be about your business, praying, even fasting. God, thank you for the power of fasting, to put flesh under subjection so that you might be glorified and this flesh might be put under subjection, Lord, as we fast and pray. Oh, oh, God, you will help us not to enter into temptation, oh, God, because the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. We put flesh under subjection even now, God, and we call on our spirit man to rise up and stand strong on our behalf and pray and fast so that our prayers might be effective. So we pray for our leaders, Lord, today, that you would encourage them and that you would strengthen them. Pray for Superintendent Campbell, Superintendent, God, Superintendent Sewell, Ronnie Sewell, oh, God, Superintendent Wright, David Wright, Lord, and Superintendent Lyon, God, Superintendent Leslie Thomas, God, and all of our superintendents, we pray that you would bless them and that you would keep them and that you would anoint them to lead today. I pray for the members of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, and Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornick, and Pastor Lawrence Clyette, each and every pastor, myself, Lord, of the Great Northern District, encourage us, Lord, today. Oh, God, send in all the resources that we need that we may take this area for you, that we may take the city for Christ, that we may take this area by storm, the Great Northern District, that we may take the city, Alexandria, and Culpeper, and Dumfries, and Manassas, and Woodbridge, and Fredericksburg, Lord, and Stafford, God, that we may take these areas for you, that we may spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that the world might come to know you in the pardon of their sins, and that our houses may be filled. You have told us in your word that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Lord, send in the laborers, more laborers, to help us to reap the harvest that you have for our ministry. Oh, God, and bless those that are there, the laborers that are working. Help us to encourage them. Help us to continue to keep them in prayer. And so, but God, I pray for my membership. I pray for my laborers, God, that you have blessed me with. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCallum. I pray for Diamond Star. I pray for Eric McCallum, and Crystal McCallum, and Erin McCallum. Thank you for the laborers that you blessed me with in my family that help undergird the ministry. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCallum. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard. I pray for Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, the leadership, God, that you have given to undergird the ministry, God. I pray for, oh, God, Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter, oh, God, that you would touch them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Prick their hearts even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help get their attention, God, oh, God, that they will return back to where they need to be. I pray for their children even now and their families. Encourage them today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for Sister Monique, God, someone that we're ministering to. I pray for the members of the Greenfield Assisted Living Home, God. Thank you for allowing us to invest time into them. Oh, God, what a wonderful Christmas program we had yesterday, God, as we fellowship with them. Thank you for the time to encourage them. Help us, Lord, today, not just them, but help us all, God, to make room for you. There was no room in the inn for Jesus. So he had to find, his parents had to find a manger to have him in, oh God, for him to be birthed in. But God, we don't have to allow that to be so today. We don't have to allow it to for our King, our Savior, to be kept in the manger today. But we can make room for him in our hearts. We can make room for him in our lives. We can make room for him in everything that we do. And we want to make room for our Lord and our Savior in our lives today. Bless those mothers and bless those fathers, those seniors that don't have people to come visit them, that don't have people to come in fellowship with them. Continue to bless us. Continue to help us to hold to our promises that we'll continue to visit them, God, and send the resources that we need, oh God, that we can continue to be a blessing to each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. I pray for that staff at the Greenfield Assisted Living. I pray that you encourage them, God. I know that they're getting paid, Lord, but they're doing a great service, serving those that are least among us, serving those that are weak among us, and they're watching over our leaders. Leaders, oh God. And so we pray that you bless them for their sacrifice and bless them for their work and their time. Oh God, let no one come in to do them harm, those seniors. Let no one come in to abuse them and to take advantage of them.
but continue to keep them protected from dangers seen and unseen. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray for each and every member of Praise Center, that you continue to encourage us. And as we prepare for our business meeting later on this evening, oh God, we pray that you would bless us to have everything in order, oh God, that we may present the work that you have blessed us to be able to accomplish this year and what our plans are for in 2017. I pray for the success of our outing this morning with Prince William County's probation office. God, thank you for the opportunity to serve. And I pray that you bless us, God, that we may be a blessing to someone in this community, oh God, through this outreach program this morning. Thank you, God, for an opportunity to serve. I pray that you would refresh us, revive us, renew us, strengthen us, and give us everything that we need to accomplish your goals and accomplish your purpose and your plans that you have for us today. We boldly declare again today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Make us holy and righteous in your eyes, God, and in the eyes of the people, that we may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. You are holy, and God, you are worthy to be praised and worthy to be adored because you are a light to your people. Thank you for being everything that we need and more. Thank you for being the rock of our salvation. Thank you for being the God of everything and the God that we can lean on and we can depend upon this day. We bless your name even now. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise. Bless those, God, that have taken time out to join us this morning. And bless those that will tune in later on to listen to this recording, that this prayer, oh God, will be an effective upliftment to those that hear. We bless your name now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.